Welcome to Prophecy Countdown with author and pastor Kenneth Bear. Join us every week for the latest updates on what the Bible has to say about the events, the characters, and prophetic signs of the return of Jesus Christ and His coming kingdom. Make sure you not only subscribe, but like your favorite episodes and share it with your friends. Now, on with the broadcast.
Welcome to Prophecy Countdown. We provide two updates each week on this channel. On Sundays, our messages premiere at 1 p.m., and then on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. The title of my message today is number 382, Will We Recognize People in Heaven? You know, it's an interesting question, one that we haven't covered before on Prophecy Countdown. Now, Wednesdays is our prophecy update, but as the name of our podcast implies, often all of our updates include something about prophecy. There's a prophecy thread somewhere. Well, since 25 to 35% of the Bible is prophecy, it's not unusual to see that it appears or it comes up in our updates. We love answering questions, particularly those related to prophecy. If you have any questions at all regarding theology or what the Bible has to say about any topic, send us a message at prophecycountdownpodcast@gmail.com. That's prophecycountdownpodcast@gmail.com. And I answer all of those requests personally. So, let's get into our message today. Will we recognize people in heaven? You know, I've been asked this question before and always typically answer with just a simple yes. It's one of the many affirmations that I make at a memorial service, what we know as a celebration of life service. Many people are comforted by the realization that in heaven they will be able to see and to embrace their friends and their loved ones who have passed on before them. Now, when we're asked specifically if we would recognize friends in heaven, I like to mention what noted author and Scottish pastor George MacDonald, who lived back in the 19th century, responded. He said, "Shall we be greater fools in paradise than we are here?" You know, and that's actually a great response, and it opens up this theological understanding of this topic. Our eternal state is promised in the Bible to be better, not worse, than we are today. It's kind of like the country song popularized by Kenny Chesney that has a line that says, "Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to go now." You know, ultimately, for the believer, we will spend eternity in a resurrected body. And that also comes with a promise that we will be like him. And the Bible says like him, that's meaning Jesus. You know, those that are lame in this present age will be able-bodied. The weak will be made strong. Those that have lost their memories due to age and disease will have their memories restored. No sickness, no disease, no sin. All the more reason that we'll have to be able to recognize each other. Now, sometimes this question comes because there's somebody or someone or some institution that has cast doubt over the whole bodily resurrection of the believer. Some teach that we'll be reduced to some disembodied spirit, without identity, without any memory. This is, however, not what the Bible teaches. The promise in both the Old Testament as well as the New Testament is that of a resurrection. The Apostle Paul speaks of it and really considers it to be a cardinal doctrine for every believer. This, for example, is what he says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning in verse 42. Paul says, "So will it be with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown is perishable. It is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body." You know, even before the resurrection, or what we know also as the rapture, where we are changed in the twinkling of an eye, we will still have our personalities. We can be recognized and can recognize those around us. A good indication, and there's many of them from the scriptures, that we'll be able to recognize others in heaven comes from the account of Christ's transfiguration. If you remember that account, it was the disciples. It was Peter, James, and John who were able to identify Moses and Elijah as they spoke with Christ, despite the fact that they had never seen Moses nor Elijah. And this is, remember, Elijah was taken to heaven bodily. The whirlwind came and took Elijah. Moses, however, died and was buried. So they were in two different states, but it made no difference. When they appeared to Peter, James, and John on the Mount of Transfiguration, they were recognized by them. Now, if we can recognize those we've never known before, like the disciples recognized Moses and Elijah, surely we'll be able to recognize our family and our friends. As we still have our intellect, we'll still have our intellect and our minds in heaven. We should have no trouble recognizing each other. In fact, we should have much less trouble. You know, presently when I see a friend that I haven't seen for a while, sometimes my mind will fail me. We call it senior moments. But in heaven, our minds are renewed and our senses are sharpened. We won't fail to recognize those that have gone before us, maybe an acquaintance in a crowd. We won't forget people's names, as we so often do here, this side of eternity. And when it happens, and when it happens for every believer, we will have the opportunity in heaven for fellowship around the Father's throne, finally meeting God face to face. And the family of God, our brothers and sisters in Christ, will be there with us. We can worship together. You know, this is, my friends, why it's so important for all of us to tell our family, our friends, those that are closest to us, about the reality of who Jesus Christ is, how he paid the price that we couldn't possibly pay. No, don't miss this. Nothing is more wonderful than for our families, our loved ones, to be able to share eternity with us in the bliss that we know that the Bible speaks of. You know, in Luke 16, Abraham, Lazarus, and the rich man. Remember that story? Abraham, Lazarus, and the rich man, and they all recognized each other after death. King Saul recognized Samuel's description given and had a conversation with Samuel, and this is the account with the witch of Endor as she summoned Samuel from the dead. In 2 Samuel, the young son of King David died. And David, who had been fasting and moaning and was all for alone, washed himself and he washed his face and he felt refreshed. And David said this, he says, "I know that I will go to him, but he will not return to me." You know, this is recognizing that David believed that he would not only see his son again, his infant son, that he would recognize him in the afterlife, even though he was just an infant. Most scholars understand this young boy, this first son of David and Bathsheba, to probably be only a few weeks old at the time. Now, in all of these examples, the Bible seems to clarify that after death, we will still recognize one another. Now, when Jesus rose from the dead, he was no longer spirit, but Jesus was in a resurrected body. The Bible tells us that the disciples of Jesus recognized him. They identified him numerous times. For example, they identified Jesus before and after he showed himself to doubting Thomas. And you can read about it in John chapter 20. They recognized Jesus by the shore as Jesus prepared breakfast for them. That's in John chapter 21. Now, there are some that may remember that Mary had difficulty recognizing Jesus at the garden tomb. Remember? What about also the two men on the road to Emmaus? They walked with Jesus and didn't seem to recognize him. Well, that is true, but you can't infer that they wasn't able to recognize him, because you have to just keep on reading. That's one of the things when the Bible poses a question, when we wonder, just keep on reading, because a closer examination reveals a completely different perspective on both of these situations. In Luke chapter 24, this is when on the road to Emmaus, it says, as they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked with them, but they were kept, that word kept, they were kept from recognizing him. This suggests that it was God that prevented them from recognizing Jesus immediately. We know this because a few verses later in verse 31, it says, then their eyes were opened and they recognized him. They recognized Jesus, and then he disappeared from their sight. Now, regarding Mary in the garden tomb, or in the garden where the tomb is, Jesus said to Mary, he says, woman, why are you crying? Who is it that you're looking for? And Mary responding, thinking it was the gardener, she said, sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you have put him and I will get him. Now, remember the context. This is early Sunday morning. Jesus had just been risen from the dead, but Mary didn't know that. She was going to the tomb to prepare Jesus or to anoint him or do something. We're not sure exactly why she was there early in the morning, but she knew that Jesus had died. She would have avoided making eye contact with a stranger. That's just what women did back then. But then what happened? Well, just keep reading. Jesus spoke her name. And as soon as Jesus spoke her name, she recognized him. Verse 16 says, Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, Rabboni. And Rabboni means teacher. No, there have been many people that I recognize immediately because of their voice. That wasn't too long ago. We were over at Magic Kingdom. And I heard a woman's voice. And immediately as I heard that woman's voice, I recognized her as somebody we knew very well from church, but not the present church we were at, but a church that we had attended years before. You know, sometimes you recognize people's voice, even though it had been maybe 30 or 40 years since you have seen them. But as soon as they say something, you recognize them because you recognize their voice. You know, the Bible tells us that our earthly bodies are all derived from Adam. We're all sons and daughters of Adam. But our resurrected bodies will be similar to Christ's glorious body. The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Philippians, chapter 3, tells us this, beginning in verse 20. Paul says, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control will transform our lowly bodies so that we will be like his glorious body. That's what the future holds in store for those that are in Christ. You know, one of the related questions I'm asked about will we recognize each other is, what about infants? And this is a question that comes up often. What about those that die in utero? What about those babies that don't have the opportunity to be born alive? You know, I teach also that they will be in heaven. The prophet Jeremiah, for example, writes this in chapter 1. He says, the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. You know, God has foreknowledge. And God's foreknowledge and purpose in Jeremiah's life started long before Jeremiah was even born. It was part of Jeremiah's calling from utero. Even before his birth, God had called him. Remember also the story of how Mary, with Jesus, had traveled to see her cousin Elizabeth. Scripture tells us this. It says, when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. The baby, which was going to be John the Baptist, recognized Jesus in Mary's womb. Now, in closing, friends, remember that that which is most important, and the what's most important is what we know as the eternal state. You know, we may be in heaven for a short time before the rapture, and the Bible isn't really clear on exactly what goes on in heaven prior to the resurrection, to the eternal state. But the eternal state is when earth will be restored to its original design, accompanied, Bible says, by a new heaven. The Bible tells us that the earth will be restored. It will be renewed. By renewed, it means that there will no longer be a curse. And we shall see his face. We'll not just be citizens of a perfected society. We will be bearers of perfected, of glorified bodies, free from sin, and free from the consequences of sin. The new heaven and the renewed earth is where the presence of God permeates every aspect of life. It's a place where eternal light, and there's the light is coming from the glory of God. There's no longer any need for or sun or moon, for God illuminates everything. All through the Bible, God offers his people hope. And did you know that it was the resurrection of Jesus Christ that not only enabled that hope, but gives us the hope even that is more certain? The Bible says that Jew and Gentile, slave and free, rich and poor, male and female, will all come together. Jesus himself says many will come from the east and the west and will take their places at the feast with Abraham, with Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. That's Matthew chapter 8, verse 11. There will be a day when I will not only see my mother and my father once again, I'll also see the prophets that I teach about so regularly, along with some of the great reformers that brought revival to the church. However, it's my greatest expectation that at some time I may gaze into the eyes of my Savior. I'll recognize him. Jesus will call me by name, and I will recognize his voice. Amen. Hope that helps you in answer to this question of, will we recognize one another in heaven? Let's go ahead and pray. So, Father God, we want to thank you, Lord, for this great opportunity to be able to.
Nearly every day, it's common to see, read, or hear something about the end of the world, the apocalypse, or end times. Author and pastor Kenneth Baer's The Apocalypse and Coming Kingdom zooms in and breaks down biblical prophecy as it relates to Jesus' imminent return and the coming seven-year period, including the Great Tribulation. Available in both paperback and Kindle versions. Get your copy on Amazon or at Barnes & Noble and select Christian bookstores. The title again is The Apocalypse and Coming Kingdom. You can also find it listed by author Kenneth Baer. Get your copy today. Thank you for joining us on Prophecy Countdown with Pastor Ken Baer. Don't leave without first sharing the latest episode with your friends. Be sure to join us again for the latest updates on Prophecy Countdown.